ويقول الذين آمنوا لولا نزلت سورة فإذا أنزلت سورة محكمة وذكر فيها القتال رأيت الذين في قلوبهم مرض ينظرون إليك نظر المغشي عليه من الموت فأولى لهم.
The believers used to say, why is a surah that would ordain fighting not revealed? But when a definitive surah was revealed wherein fighting was mentioned, you saw that those in whose hearts there was a sickness looked at you as though they were about to faint at the approach of death. Pity on them. The believers used to say, this shows that sincere Muslims were eager that fighting be ordained. On the other hand, however, there were those who had joined the ranks of Muslims only ostensibly, but were in fact not imbued with faith. For them, the injunction to fight was viewed as something that only imperiled their lives.
فَإِذَا عَزَمَ الْأَمْرُ فَلَوْ صَدَقُوا اللَّهَ لَكَانَ خَيْرًا لَهُمْ.
They keep affirming their obedience and saying good words, but when a course of action was clearly determined, it would have been better for them if they had proved true to Allah.
فَهَلْ عَسَيْتُمْ إِن تَوَلَّيْتُمْ أَن تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَتُقَطِّعُوا أَرْحَامَكُمْ.
Now, if you were to turn away, what else can be expected but that you will work corruption in the land and fly at each other's throats?
The people concerned are hereby being told that if they shirked from defending Islam and failed to stake their lives and possessions for the sake of reformative revolution that the Prophet, peace be upon him, and his companions were striving to bring about, then this would have very tragic consequences. If they failed, the people of Arabia would be thrown back to the conditions prevailing in the pre-Islamic age of ignorance, when for centuries people slit each other's throats and God's earth was filled with injustice and evil-doing.
أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ فَأَصَمَّهُمْ وَأَعْمَىٰ أَبْصَارَهُمْ.
It is these upon whom Allah has laid His curse, so He made them deaf and deprived them of their sight.
أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا.
Do they then not reflect on the Quran? Or are there locks on their hearts?
إن الذين ارتدوا على أدبارهم من بعد ما تبين لهم الهدى الشيطان سول لهم وأملى لهم.
Certainly, those who have turned their backs on the true guidance after it became manifest to them, Satan has embellished their ways for them and has buoyed them up with false hopes.
ذلك بأنهم قالوا للذين كرهوا ما نزل الله سنطيعكم في بعض الأمر والله يعلم إسرارهم.
This because they said to those who are averse to the faith that Allah has revealed, in some matters we shall obey you. Allah has full knowledge of their secret parleys. In some matters we shall obey you.
This refers to those who professed faith and were considered part of the Muslim body politic, but who nevertheless continued to collaborate with Islam's enemies. Such people even promised Islam's enemies that in some matters they would follow them.
فَكَيْفَ إِذَا تَوَفَّتْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ يَضْرِبُونَ وُجُوهَهُمْ وَأَدْبَارَهُمْ.
But how will they fare when angels will take their souls at death and will carry them, striking their faces and backs?
ذلك بأنهم اتبعوا ما أسخط الله وكرهوا رضوانه فأحبط أعمالهم.
That is, because they have followed a way that angered Allah and have been averse to His good pleasure. So He reduced all their works to naught.
The word works here signifies the works they performed in their state of a submission to Allah. Their prayers, fasting, paying zakah, and all other acts of worship and good deeds were reckoned as righteous acts. In their case, however, these righteous acts were rendered void. This because they were bereft of sincerity and loyalty to God, to Islam, and to the Muslim community despite their profession to be Muslims. The fact of the matter was that despite their professed loyalty to Islam and the Muslim body politic, they conspired with Islam's enemies for trivial worldly gain. Furthermore, as soon as there was any occasion to engage in struggle for God's sake, they took whatever possible precautionary measures they could so as to keep themselves immune from such a risk.